We now welcome in the call the head coach of the Towson Tigers, Rob Ambrose. Good morning, Coach Ambrose.
Morning.
Good morning. A hard-fought but difficult CAA opener for you guys. Come up on the short end of a 40-21 loss at Villanova on Saturday. As you've gone back and looked at that game, kind of give me your breakdown of what happened.
Oh, I think we got a little snake bit by the future ghost of Andy Talley. In his swan song, he certainly had all the cosmic tumblers in place. You know you're having a bad day. You play no defense in the first half when your team chaplain gets a 15-yard penalty during the game. You know you got a lot to fight back from. So we lost a really good Villanova team. You know they made less mistakes than we did. That's pretty much the tale of the tape. We turned the ball over 3 times in the red zone, and they didn't turn the ball over at all. And that turns out to be, numbers-wise, the difference of the game. We got a lot of work to do, because not only did we turn the ball over too much, but I don't think I've ever been a part of coaching where you turn the ball over in your own red zone and the other team scores. And we've done that in 2 games back-to-back. So there's a whole lot we need to get better at and a whole lot we need to overcome.
Kind of as you touched on, you had 399 yards of offense, but it just sort of mistakes at the wrong time. Other than mistakes and not cashing in on those opportunities, you were able to move the ball. Did you feel like you did some good things on offense? Just the miscues sort of just kind of put an end to that?
Oh, well, you know, we're behind the 8 ball eventually, you know, because we didn't play defense in the first half at all. You know, I don't think I've ever been involved in a game where you don't stop the opposing team 1 time and a half. I've never even heard of anything like this, you know, unless it's just a not versus 2 teams that are close in style and stature. So that hurt. We didn't feel like we couldn't do things offensively. We just put ourselves behind the 8 ball. That they kept scoring, and we drive down the field and turn the ball over in the red zone, and just can't win ball games like that.
Got a media question for you in queue, if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
And your first question is from the line of Mike Klingerman with the Baltimore Sun.
Coach, after a game like that, would you rather jump back on the horse or take a week to regroup?
Yes. The good part about it is you can really dissect where you've been, and you can really pinpoint what you're not doing right and what you are doing right. And that, you know, you can talk about the growth, but you can really fix the things that need to be fixed. The bad part about it is there is no taste worse during the season than having to spend a bye week coming off a loss. And there's no way to get that taste out of your mouth until you play somebody else. So this is going to be a rough 2 weeks for us.
You've allowed 18 touchdowns in 3 games, and you're talking about the first half. You've been outscored 82-37 in the first half. It wasn't like that last year. What's different? You've got a lot of the same guys back.
Interesting, right? Really, really interesting. So we got some guys on our team that are a little comfortable in the shoes that they're wearing, and they just got they're about to get uncomfortable when we come back to practice on Tuesday.
Great Ellis Knudsen on this game.
Well, I could do it like my brother and said you didn't win the game, so you failed. And, you know, the number one rule of the quarterback, the first thing you do when you're a quarterback, the first thing you have to do to be a quarterback is not lose the game. Now, I'm not going to say Ellis lost the game, but when you're responsible for 3 turnovers in a red zone, you're a heavy contributor. And that's something that we need to do. We need to work on getting him a lot better in those situations, or we're not going to have a chance to win any ball games. I'd say overall, if I put him right now, he's hovering between a C, C minus, and how we do against Richmond will pretty much determine what that grade really is.
Will Morgan Mihalik return for Richmond?
I don't believe so.
What's his status now?
He is out. There's another X-ray that was supposed to happen. What time is it, 12? Another X-ray that's supposed to happen, or is happening right about now, and I'll get those results later this afternoon.
Okay, I mean, is it a shoulder? It's his right shoulder?
No, yeah, it's his throwing shoulder.
Okay. Is it a tear, or is it just, I mean, what is it?
I'm not giving the details of the injury, no.
Okay, but you don't expect him back for Richmond?
No, I do not.
Okay.
I do expect him back this year.
Okay. Okay, thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Mike.
Rob, you're obviously disappointed in the effort of your defense. How much of it was your guys, and how difficult is it to stop a guy like Zach Gnarzik, especially the way he was throwing the ball around in the first half?
Well, when you don't put any pressure on a quarterback and you don't match any routes, you can make pretty. I could have made my 13-year-old son look like Joe Montana with that kind of non-pressure, non-coverage. I mean, all you got to do, it's like throwing routes versus air with dummies out there. So, like I said, we got a lot of work to do. He did great, and come on, give the kid a lot of credit. You know, he threw two pick sixes a year ago, and that was the difference in the ball game. And he was a young guy forced into that role. And he spent a year getting better. He's got great coaches up there. He's got great players. And it's no surprise to me that Jack did as well against us as he did. I knew it was in there, and I think he's going to keep getting better. But we need to take care of ourselves. We need to start working on the things we can take care of and the things that we can get better at and get back to playing the defense that we know how to play.
I want to go back and talk a little bit about some individuals. Obviously, Darius had another nice game for you with over 100 yards, but it's been fun over the first few weeks watching Shane Simpson, not only as a guy that can give Darius a little bit of a break, but his ability to return. Talk about how he's different than Darius, how they kind of complement each other, and then his apparent big play ability is in the return game for you.
Yeah, it's definitely like having two pitchers of different styles. You know, that Darius is the hammer, and Shane's got a little more wiggle to him. And, it shows not only in his offensive play, but in his play as a returner. And he's a young guy now. He's the only redshirt freshman, so a lot of more football for him to learn. The ceiling's very, very high, and we're going to expect good things from him years to come.
You mentioned to Mike a little bit, making some guys uncomfortable on defense. How do you try to go back, 3 weeks in the book now with this bye week, and try to use this bye week to get better as we've still got 8 games to go?
We spent some time talking about where we've been deficient schematically, where we've been deficient in parts of the field and situationally at times in the games, and we're going to go back and spend some heavy emphasis on that. We're going to work on starting faster defensively. I'm not going to give all the detail. You guys got to come to practice to get all the details of what I'm going to do, but let's just say that it's first and foremost in my mind that the next time we get on the field defensively, we will be ready to play and play well.
As a coach with no opponent to prepare for this week, is this the type of week where you go back, it sounds like you have, and sort of do analyze your own team more?
Oh, sure. I mean, it's kind of hard not to. Like, anytime you can take a breath in this game and look back on what you've been doing, good or bad, you're going to have a chance to get better. And that self-scout's really, really a big part of what we're going to do this week in all three aspects of the game. But we're also doing some personnel evaluation and, who's giving it and who's not. And, not that anybody cares. I'm sure Danny doesn't care. He's got his own game to worry about this week. But I'm sure our depth chart will look different by the time we get to Richmond than it does right now.
If you had to pick right now, and I'm sure this will, you'll know this more a week from now, but the areas of biggest focus other than the faster starting on D?
Not turning the ball over in the red zone. Mm-hmm. I can't believe I'm going to have to start doing drills on if you do turn the ball over, how do you not give up 6 points? Back-to-back games turning the ball over in the red zone and giving up points on the same play. That's kind of crazy, but it's actually something that we're going to have to spend some time talking about and working through. So red zone and getting better on third down on defense and starting faster.
All right. Thanks for your time, as always, this morning. Good luck with the bye week, and I look forward to talking to you again next Monday.
Thank you very much. See you.
All right. Thanks, Rob.